for people that aren't familiar with what you guys do, just give us a little synopsis on what makes your organization special and what makes this festival so special.
So Gates of Change is a not-for-profit, and we have this unique position within the games industry in that we act as an advocate and a hub and a convener for people who are interested in using games beyond impact. Games that can actually drive social, let's say games for impact. I mean, games beyond entertainment. And so the games that can be used as drivers for social impact, and we connect the game developer and game development community with not-for-profits, NGOs, government agencies, big brands, researchers who are all interested in using this very powerful medium for good in this world. And we've got lots of different programs going on, but our main event and our flagship event is the Games for Change Festival, where we bring together all these people for over 3 days to explore what's happening, to talk about best practices, to showcase amazing projects and initiatives. And we bring together about 1,000 people who are working in games in some kind of context, or they're interested in learning about it because they want to apply it to, you know, whatever campaign or cause-related initiative they're involved in.
Okay, great. So what makes this year's festival unique, away from the fact that it's your 15th anniversary?
Yeah, so what we're seeing in our community is that there's more and more attention being placed on games and impact by a broader audience or stakeholder, let's say. So it's amazing to see that there are AAA studios that are engaging, using their content for social good rather than just for entertainment purposes. So the level of participants has risen to, you know, the president of Niantic, for example, talking about how Pokemon Go is being used to bring cities together, or the chief historian of the Assassin's Creed franchise and how Assassin's Creed was created, whether it was a version of the game that can be used now in classrooms, or Riot Games coming in to talk about how they're incorporating social responsibility across the organization and through all of their fans. So there's this level of engagement in the AAA studios, which I think is unprecedented, and I'm really excited to help them tell their stories. Mm-hmm. And then another way that it's really unique this year is our emphasis on immersive media and new technologies. Mm-hmm. And it's something we've seen growing over the last few years. Absolutely. Is a lot of game developers and studios looking at, you know, VR and AR and MR as ways, you know, to produce games experiences. But we're also seeing people in the social impact sector using these new technologies to build awareness of what's going on, or to drive empathy, or to use in education. So we created a special day, a summit called the XR for Change Summit, which brings together people working in this community. And we're seeing a lot of crossover. So a lot of our game developers are working in that space, and a lot of the not-for-profits or federal agencies that have been funding games are also now funding these immersive media experiences. And so we're really excited to bring, you know, more attention to this and drive more people to experiment and use this new medium for change.
Okay, so in terms of like panelists and speakers, are there a couple that really stand out this year as being very special to you?
Yeah, so I mentioned president of Niantic, so John Hanke is going to be there, and mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled about that. He's going to talk about the work they're doing with the Knight Foundation around Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Jeff Burrell, who is the SVP of Corporate Social Responsibility for Riot Games, will be joining. We also have people who are kind of in the games for learning space that are really great and doing some amazing work. So a woman named Katie Salen, who founded the Institute of Play and the Quest to Learn, a school in New York, where there's an entire school built around the premise of play and game-based learning. Wow. For middle and high school students. She's going to come and talk about how we develop kid-friendly online communities that kind of cultivate empathy and compassion. We also have the chief design officer from Dragonbox, which Dragonbox has won our best learning game at the Games for Change Awards for the past 2 years. I mean, it's an amazing game if anyone hasn't played it. I personally enjoy it and have revisited algebra many times over in a really fun, engaging way. So they're going to be talking about how they've applied, you know, full math curriculum and then and using students or that's involved students and the work they're doing. That's really cool. We're also having a really interesting panel with people from the BBC Earth brand. I don't know how many people in your audience would have watched, you know, Planet Earth or Blue Planet, but like these mega, mega natural history, you know, series that are gorgeous and beautiful and, you know, brings a lot of attention to the, you know, the natural world. Well, they worked with Google Daydream and with a studio in the UK called Preloaded, and they're going to be talking about a VR game that was created around the BBC Earth experiences. So I'm really excited to talk about that. That kind of collaboration between a large media brand, obviously a big technology company with Google Play, or Google Daydream, and then also a the developers, the VR developers. On the XR side, we recently brought on Tom Furness to do a keynote. If there are people who are not familiar yet with his work, he has been kind of noted the grandfather of virtual reality and has been working in the space for over 30 years. He's at University of Washington right now, and he's going to come and give a keynote. We're super excited about that. Also, we're going to have people from HP and HoloLens and from Magic Leap and, you know, and from, you know, Oculus, showcasing not only these new technologies and how, you know, amazing and immersive experiences are, but how they can be applied for good and are being used to help with things like, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome or with autism or with rehabilitation, you know, really amazing applications. So that's some of the great speakers. Absolutely. I'm sure I can think of more as we talk.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. So 15 years ago, when this was all coming together for the first time, did you ever imagine it coming to this? I mean, you just listed 5 minutes of excellent content. So like the first year, did you imagine that it would ever come to this?
Well, I have to be honest. I wasn't one of the founders, so I wasn't there in that room 15 years ago. However, I do know from talking with Barry Joseph, Ben Stokes, and Suzanne Segerman, all of whom, well, they were the founders, and they will be at the festival this year as we talk about that kind of conversation, right? What was the temperature like for this kind of, you know, use of games back then and where we are now? It was very much like an academic exercise. And, you know, there was, you know, this notion that, you know, this vision that you've got this powerful medium, just like television, documentary films, you know, or even literature, that's a mass medium. Why can't you use it for good? Like, why can't you tap into this, the usage, you know, this kind of ubiquitous usage of this media and apply it for good? There's so many things about games that lend itself really well to engaging with people and helping change behavior and changing attitudes and driving empathy and all of that. So I think what we've seen over the last 15 years is a kind of maturity in the medium in a cultural standpoint, where the introduction of platforms like the iPhone, where you and, you know, the Apple Store, where you can download games and play them on your phone, it's not, you know, allows, has expanded the universe of people who are actually playing these games. And that has opened up the possibilities of who you can reach and the kind of experiences you want to create to reach these audiences. And so it really has made games ubiquitous and has allowed people to pay more attention to this, the potential of this medium. And that's why I think it's grown, you know, exponentially. And now we have 1,000 people attending. The very first conference, I think, was like 40 people in a conference room.
Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really great. And, you know, we're touching so many different sectors now. Mm-hmm. So we do organize our festival along these tracks now because there's so much activity and we want to help, you know, focus, I guess, an experience for people. So we will have a track on games and learning, right? How games are used in informal education and formal education, how they're used for curriculum, you know, like Dragon Box, or how they're used to design a classroom experience and motivate positive behavior through a game like Classcraft or Minecraft. Then we have a track on games and health, and how games are helping with post-traumatic stress, or how games are, are helping, obviously, you know, with physical motivation for physical wellness as well as mental wellness. And then civic and social issues, how these games are being used to raise awareness around big global issues and helping change minds and attitudes and hopefully behavior with people. So touches so many different sectors now.
So last question from me, how do you want this year's festival to be remembered? You know, you said you've got 1,000 people coming this year. When they leave, when they walk out those doors, how do you want them to feel?
I want them to feel inspired by the possibilities, that it's no longer a question of can games have an impact or why games have an impact. It's more about how these games can be applied to whatever they're interested in doing. So I feel like we have moved beyond the argument of do games have an impact and, you know, why games are even being considered as a medium for driving social change. But now it's about how and why and what's possible.